guys. How you doing?
Good, Austin. This is Rob Washburn from the conference office. Congratulations on the win over Delaware and getting into the playoffs. Before we talk about the playoffs, talk about what it meant to you on your chance to beat your rival Delaware on Saturday and how that win over your rival provided some momentum going into the playoffs.
Yeah, it was important for us, the senior class, because we haven't lost to them once in our career. We just wanted to leave here undefeated. Not many people can say that against too many teams in this league. And it was just great to see the offense clicking and the defense continue to do what we do. And I can tell it's going to carry us far into the playoffs, because after a win like that, you could have a lot of momentum going forward.
It had to be a little bit of a bad taste in your mouth after the loss in your final home regular season game against James Madison. How important was it for you guys to go to Delaware and get a win and get some momentum heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, it's really important, especially coming after a loss like that. I mean, you know, both sides could have played a little better, but I think we took a step back this week and reevaluated where we were, and I think we all realized we could do something a little bit more to get a little bit more out of the season, and that's exactly what we did going to Delaware. And you know, we played one of our best games of the season, I think, and it's going to carry us far into the playoffs.
We're here with Villanova linebacker Austin Calitro. If you have a question for Austin here this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Your defense coming into the season had a lot of new starters, but you guys have had an outstanding year. You guys rank in the top 10 nationally in almost every single defensive category. How do you feel like it's come together for that group this year?
Yeah, I think it all starts with Coach Crocker. He puts us in the positions to be successful, and he just instills in us how important football is to him, and I think it's become very, very important to us as well. And just going to the offseason and seeing how we did winter workouts and how we came together as a group, I kind of knew after spring ball ended and seeing how we all did as a group that we might have a pretty special group here.
It's got an immediate question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your question is from the line of Eric Watkins with BUSports.com.
Good morning, Austin. I was wondering if you could speak a little to kind of the team's mindset going into Delaware from the perspective of you as a senior, your seniors, and knowing that Coach Talley's last season as well, and you're essentially in a position now where any game could kind of be yours and his last. He complimented on the team on it was essentially your best effort of the season. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, after the JMU loss, we were all pretty hurt, and we knew we wanted to keep the season going, and we knew 7 wins could do that, but we wanted to guarantee it with 8. And like I said before, we haven't lost to Delaware in our career, and we wanted to keep that going, but we wanted to extend Coach Chad's career as well. And in terms of the playoffs and everything else, I mean, it's awesome. We love this atmosphere, this kind of playing bracket, and I think that as long as we can keep this season going and keep Coach Chad's career going, we'll be happy. But I think we thrive in kind of a pressure situation like this, especially you know, with a team like St. Francis coming in, where they have a chip on their shoulder as well. I can just tell you that the senior class and Coach Chad want to keep this thing going as long as we can.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio, Baltimore, Maryland.
Hi, Austin. How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Just talk about St. Francis' offense. I know you just got done playing Delaware, and now you're switching to a playoff game. What do you see early about their offense?
They have a big offensive line. Probably one of the bigger ones we'll see. And the CAA, they have big guys up front. And they have two pretty big running backs that run pretty hard. And they'll try to run the ball as much as they can. Then when they do throw it, they have a big 6'4", I think like 210 wide receiver, who's pretty good. So I know it's going to be another game where a team tries to run the ball on us, and we like that because we have a pretty good run defense. And when they do go up top, I have all the faith in the world in our DBs.
Yeah. Question for him, but I know this is Coach Talley's, playoff first, playoff last. Almost, I don't want to make it the last playoff game. Is there a lot of pressure on you guys to keep it, keep this thing going for Coach Talley?
There's no pressure from him. I think there's more. We put more pressure on each other, and he tells us not to do that and just have fun with it. But you can't help but put a little pressure on yourself, especially when you want to keep Coach Talley, such a great coach, his career going as long as we think it should be going.
Well, good luck, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too.
All right, Austin, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck to your team against St. Francis, and again, appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.